Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, getting out. I do hope you are availing yourself of my homepage with its updated daily North Korea news. Like, for example, this great MSNBC story that gives a very recent picture of how things in North Korea are changing while staying the same. Now, the same piece is the constant desire of people who discover the truth to get out of North Korea. That's the same. What's developing into a news story is the organized business that is evolving to get them out. Now, planned escapes are making not a few brokers financially comfortable, even if the business is a bit risky. There's a whole range of prices, from a budget plan, $2,000, to a super deluxe escape that runs about five times that high. Now, the low-cost exit involves some difficult river crossings, pedestrian travel, and even several weeks in a Thai immigration jail. But at least you're out, free from Kim. The high-end plan will get you a forged Chinese passport and an airplane ride from Beijing to Seoul. The whole ordeal can be over in 3 weeks. Though one hears regularly of crackdowns and tighter security, this article explains that the bigger change is the conduct of bribe-hungry guards. The word has got round that looking the other way is a great method of having a little extra spending money, and that's surely hard to come by any legal means, in Kimland. It was the Christians who led the way out of North Korea, thanks be to God. They did it out of love and serious compassion, risking their lives only because of the workings of the Spirit within them. But others caught the idea and decided it would be a great way to make a living. Now there are more paid than unpaid rescuers. The description of the refugees has changed over the years, too. A trickle of mostly 30 to 40-year-old males with important jobs was the original flow. For them, it wasn't such a difficult thing to get out. A total of 41 such people made the journey from North to South Korea in 1995. But the numbers have grown exponentially since then. With agents galore willing to help, the count rose to over 2,000 in 2006 alone. And the types of people, more women and children now than men. Not everyone uses an agent. There may be 100,000 self-led North Koreans hiding in China, waiting for their breakthrough to the South or somewhere safe. For those who do buy their way out, there's always someone willing to take their money. There are scams, but generally the men come through on their promises. No one is claiming this is easy money. Some get caught. A former NK military officer who defected in 99 says the policy is for 100% execution of those caught helping people to defect. I personally saw several such executions. Of course, citizens trying to escape are accused of treason. 5 years in prison with all the accompanying horrors is possible for them. Even those who reach the South have a serious issue to deal with: guilt over those left behind. In fact, families of escapees are quite often imprisoned. One such lady heard that her mother, father, and sister were forced from their homes by the authorities and relocated to a farming area in the interior. So she hired brokers to find them, but they too were arrested. She says, "You can't know how heartbreaking it is to leave your family in this way. We won't judge them. We simply cannot comprehend. We'll pray that the reason for all this sorrow and grief will soon be taken away, and that North Koreans will continue to be pointed upward as they are directed outward." Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of morning calm.